Can you be removed from a designated free speech zone area in America if you're going to be a gospel witness?
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs Jr.
On some university campuses, there are places designated as free speech zones. These have been very popular. You will sometimes also find these free speech zones at public fairs and other public gatherings. Amazingly, there are people right now who are trying to make sure that only speakers who agree with them can talk in these free speech zones. When the gospel message is presented, they call it hate speech. While nothing could be further from the truth, they call it hate speech and demand that the police immediately remove the speaker. We get calls of this nature on a regular basis at the Christian Law Association. We understand that when a public facility can be used by one group, then every other group should have equal access. If you need help, give us a call. Your right in the free speech zone of America must not be surrendered. The gospel must be heard. We're commanded by Scripture and protected by the law. You cannot be removed from a designated free speech area.
The Legal Alert with attorney David Gibbs Jr. is a presentation of this station and the Christian Law Association.
And we're now about 8 minutes past 12 noon on our Friday, this third day of February. And we hope you can hang around for a little while. Swap Shop's coming your way with myself and Pastor Eddie Conard. And we'd love to spend our lunchtime with you. And also we invite you, if you've got an item for us, you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, maybe lost and found, garage, yard sale, estate sale, we'll get that on for you. And if you're hiring folks, if you own a business, we'll put that job opening out as well. Several different ways you can reach us. It's Friday, so if you want us to air it today, I'm going to say email us at wgcr@icloud.com or simply pick up the phone and give us a call, 828-884-9427. The Carolina Boys Quartet taking us to Swap Shop time this afternoon to Save My Life.
In my heart I hold a deep sense of wonder when I think about the old rugged cross, how Jesus willingly suffered for my sake just leaves me at a loss. I have tried to wrap my mind around His mercy. Why on earth would He be moved to come? And die for someone so unworthy. And I just can't explain that kind of love to save my life. I can't get over what He did. He paid the highest price to free me from my sin. I'll never understand such selfless sacrifice to save my life. I can't get over what He did to save my life. Not a day goes by that I'm not blessed by Calvary. Cost was more than I could ever know. I marvel at the grace that came and found me, and the love that rescued my soul to save my life. I can't get over the highest price to free.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Moore is the writer of this great song of the faith. The inspiration came from his visiting a young merchant seaman who was in critical condition. He talked with the man for a while and then handed him a tract that had part of the story of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, the part where Pilgrim had made his way up to Mount Calvary with a heavy burden on his back. But when he sincerely knelt at the cross, his burden rolled off his back. From this visit and the tract came the song, "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary, Jesus Is Very Near." So, my friend, cast your cares on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, I'll get a good deep breath and say welcome to Friday.
A beautiful day out there. The clouds moved back quickly this morning and sunshine started to come through. And a little chilly, though. We're still a little cool outside, but not bad for February the 3rd.
Yeah, we'll take it. I did see tonight, 19.
Yeah, they've upped that, actually. 17 was the forecast yesterday, so we'll take it. A couple of degrees. Why not? Well, yeah, we'll take all we can get.
Either way it rolls, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm hoping that... I think the winds are going to not be as bad. I think they were saying it was going to be much higher in the higher elevation, so we don't have to worry too much about... the winds, although we could see some gusts, 20 or so, but higher elevations could see a little more, I think.
Yeah, I was looking here. I just glanced. Sometimes if there's anything of any significance, they'll put a kind of a special statement in. There's one there that it's for Northeast Georgia, Western North Carolina, upstate of South Carolina. And they say across the higher elevations this evening, gusts between 35 to 45 are possible. But again, higher elevations. They didn't give, usually it's like 3,500 or 3,300 and above, but they didn't give that.
Okay.
So we'll kind of wait and see. But here in the central mountains, I don't know, probably up around Grandfather Mountain, up on the Parkway.
I would say probably.
Across through there, Grandfather Mountain.
Yeah. Well, and of course, see, this is a north wind, so probably coming in on the up, you know, on the other side.
Yeah.
of our mountains is where you're going to probably see the updraft kind of be a little bit stronger on the upside of those mountains. We'll catch it coming on the downside, but maybe not quite as slow.
Yeah.
I mean, not quite as quick as you would see at the higher elevation.
Yeah.
So maybe, and that's my hand at trying to be a meteorologist,
well,
I guess.
It worked for me.
I was able
to get that Carolina calendar item in.
Oh, good.
I kind of had to finagle it.
Perfect.
But I don't know what was wrong. We were having a little bit of computer glitches here. We're 23 days away from Share-a-thon.
Wow.
Our prayer request for today, praying for a revival both here and around the world. We're excited when we hear that, the move of God has continued there at Mount Sinai.
Yeah,
get that out, but Brother Barry Rackley's been there for 3 weeks.
That's amazing. That's great.
They're having a time.
That's great.
And we'll see where they go from here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, is the last scheduled service.
Yeah. As we haven't got any other info for that, so.
That's what we know at this point. But again, I've heard great reports there. But we're trusting the Lord will move, and we know the Lord's not limited to just the 7 days of Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
We're praying that He moves when He sees fit, and that He'll always feel welcome to move in our midst. I'm for it.
It's like this, it's kind of like I listen. Of course, folks have been listening too. Brother Lamar has. He sent us his little promo. He sent us a little promo for Share-a-thon, and he emphasized, and I appreciate that too. He emphasized the fact that we don't presume on a move of God at any time. All is the song says, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Lord come. And so that being said, we pray, we ask God to send and not only send His presence, but Him come with it. I've always said we pray for revival. Or we ask God to send revival, but I've kind of changed my prayer a little bit. It's just a matter of semantics, but it still works. And pray that God bring revival.
Amen.
Bring it with Him.
Amen.
We certainly want to welcome in the presence of the Lord, not only during Share-a-thon, so help us pray for revival and that revival atmosphere, but also revival that'll reach out into the community, whether it happens here at Share-a-thon or whether it happens in your church, or wherever you're at around the world, in mission field or wherever, God will bring revival. We need it. We need it desperately.
Amen. And I did want to just kind of remind folks that when COVID came, we shifted that late day service earlier in the day to 5:30 with the sole purpose of allowing our AM audience to be able to enjoy more of that last service of the day.
That's right.
And we've got such great response that folks were blessed by being able to listen to it because they're not within a distance or physical limitations prevent them from coming. So we are keeping that last service of the day at 5:30.
Yeah.
Now from 5:30 to 6, pretty much it's special music, and the preacher will be in the pulpit at 6 o'clock, right around in there, again, unless God directs otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to remind folks that 5:30 start time, and please feel welcome to come in your work clothes. If you don't get off work until 5, or even if you don't get off till 5:30, please come. 6 o'clock's preaching starting.
Oh yeah.
So you'll get to hear in plenty of time, and you're more than welcome to come on in your work clothes.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd
so
love to have
don't
you.
Let that hinder you from coming.
Yeah, and the first couple of days of Share-a-thon, because I think February we got 6:45 sign off, and so if a preacher gets in at 6, more than likely the end of the service will be winding up around that time. If it happens to go long, hey, just hang with us a couple of days. Because March is around the corner.
Yep.
And March will put us out even later on those Wednesday. Oh, so the Wednesday, I think what Wednesday is the first?
Yes.
Thursday.
What we do, we're off right now for the month of February.
Yeah.
We're off at 6:15.
6:15, right.
And then once March gets here, we jump to 6:45.
That's right.
We'll, those first couple of days, you'll get, some part of the message.
Yeah.
And then, Lord willing, you'll get all of it
as by the end of the week.
Toward the mid part of the week.
Well, again, switch over to the app if you're close.
Yeah.
Everybody can get, if you have a smart device, obviously, there'll be no interruption. So if you've got a smart device, I know some folks don't have them at home or a computer at home. And so listen as long as you can on the AM. if you're close. But if you do have a smart device, just click on WGCR.net, or you can download our app and go to the app, and you can watch it on the video channel or listen to it live on just click Listen Now, and you can listen to it on the app.
You can. You can listen on your phone or even watch on your phone.
That's right.
So we're excited. Pray with us. And as we get closer, we'll give you more details about this special week.
Excellent.
I'm looking at my sticky notes. Nope, that's just my notes here.
Your notes.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. I have no particular order, so that should worry us. It worries me.
Okay.
But, okay, I'm going to – usually I try to put them in order, but I was working on this computer
kind of work on the more – on the more leading up to the one that gets
or
us kind of –
this kind of makes it –
makes your hair stand on the back of your neck.
Or not so ADD-ish, you know, because I could be everywhere. So, anyway, I saw this story about a support animal.
Uh-huh.
Now, I would like to say I understand, and I am wholeheartedly for the emotional support animals, PTSD,
oh, absolutely.
That is real, and they help.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. And like with the grandkids, if we're ever in a place and there's, say, a dog, they love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all love dogs?
Sure.
And you know, the first inclination is to want to talk to the dog or pet the dog, but that's not what we need to do.
Right.
They're working. We need to leave them alone.
Right.
And so I'm very careful to tell the girls and Jake, you know, hey, that we don't talk to that dog. It's helping its owner.
Right.
But I think that some people have kind of taken this a step too far.
Agreed.
And I say that, well, I say it wholeheartedly, because now the newest one is a skunk. Yep.
Skunk. So when you say skunk.
Skunk.
Now, we kind of had to preface this story a little bit because we had an issue I think we talked about not long ago. Because somebody had chosen like an alligator.
Yep.
Was it an alligator?
It was alligator.
Did my memory serve me well?
You did.
So it was an alligator.
It was.
Okay, I want to make sure that we got that right because, okay, now we're at the skunk level.
Okay, so here's the deal, because I'm thinking, how?
Okay.
Okay, there is a place called the Indiana Skunk Rescue. Who knew there was such a place?
I didn't.
But what they do is they descent them.
Okay.
They take the stink out when they're about 3 weeks old.
Okay.
And they say pretty much the woman here, her terminology, she said it's kind of like a walking weighted blanket. And I'm like, okay.
Huh. Okay.
So you can adopt a skunk.
Right.
And they have this skunk that's in like the 911 center.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, that he loves to eat Cheez-Its.
Mm.
And he's very loving.
Yeah.
And whatnot. Yeah. So I would just have never thought of adopting a skunk. Maybe a dog or a cat. Maybe even a ferret if things got really crazy at my house. I don't even like gerbils because I think they're just big hairy rats.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
So I looked up, I had to, the most outrageous support animals or working animals. Okay.
Yeah.
There was a peacock.
Okay.
Somebody tried to fly a peacock on United Airlines. And that didn't happen.
Nope, didn't happen.
There's Daniel the emotional support duck, and actually that duck flew two times from Milwaukee to Asheville.
Oh,
on American Airlines.
Milwaukee,
yeah.
Wow.
There's Fred the miniature service horse, and there was a photo. I only wish I could share it with you, but it's a little bitty miniature pony.
Mm.
And it's got a little face mask on and a little jacket. And it's flown on several flights. This lady, she has an incurable autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
And it was an 18-month-old miniature service horse.
Right.
And then, let's not forget the emotional support pig.
Okay.
And then Gizmo, the emotional support marmoset. And I didn't know what that was, so I had to look it up. It's a monkey.
Yeah, it's a monkey. Yeah.
And then the turkey that they tried to fly.
Oh, yeah.
Out of, it was an international flight, but it didn't make it. To me, I would, if I had a legitimate, I use the air quotes on legitimate. If I had a legitimate need and a legitimate service animal, I think people trying to claim all these other things would irk me a little bit.
Well, again, I think that's been the subject, and of course we have, we just got a response come. Thank you, Lydia. The issue is, for example, you mentioned it, at the beginning. If you have a person who has a service animal,
Yes.
And what we mean by service animal, for example, if someone is blind.
Yes.
And they have a dog, which is leading them.
Yes.
Okay. They are working.
Correct.
They are watching and listening for a blind person as they walk.
Yes.
Okay. So they have to be alert when to stop, when to start. All those, they're watching out for obstacles. They can't be distracted. There's a working service animal. Okay. Now, not only that, deaf people have dogs as well.
People with seizures.
People with seizures. People with medical, you know, outright. Well, let me
mobility issues. So, there's so many.
There's so many different. And granted, I understand that there are emotional issues which can be brought into the picture. There's a difference between being comfort, the service provided for comfort measures,
right,
versus actual working service animals.
Like,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, some people, you know,
quality of life
there's
type
a, there,
thing.
There's a difference in, like, when you have a quality of life issue versus someone that's actually looking to make sure you don't step out in front of a train.
Yeah, I mean,
okay?
Their health and well-being.
Yeah. Not to say that I'm not minimizing the individual, whether they're physical or emotional needs. I'm not minimizing that at all. But what I am saying is that when you can take it to the extreme, like with anything in life, I mean, if flying a peacock on a plane with you, and I'm not saying this to be, you know, to be crude or rude, but if that brings you comfort, I can if you want to put a peacock in your living room and let it bring comfort to you, by all means.
Yes.
But airplanes are not equipped to carry peacocks.
It's not safe for the animal.
Or an alligator, for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not safe for the
animal.
They're completely out of their environment. So to try to train an alligator to be your comfort measure, when in the wild it wants to eat you.
Yeah.
Okay. That, I mean, we're taking things to the extreme.
And I think that's the age that we're living in.
Yeah.
I think the shock factor. I think people strive to have that shock factor. And, you know, I'm just worried too many ounces of mouthwash in my carry-on, and I'm going to be held at security.
Exactly. I mean, if you got too much metal on your, you know, too much metal in your pockets and they think you're carrying something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the idea should be regarding, and I think this is a lot of times it just boils down to good common sense. It ought to be more about safety than comfort. You're right, Ms. Karen. I think it's more about it ought to be more about safety than about comfort. You know, it's just got to use some common sense, folks.
Yeah.
And some things are just way out of bounds. Personally, I would not want to seek comfort from an alligator.
No, and I wouldn't want to be seated on a plane next to the person who had that alligator.
No.
Or pig. Now, I think the miniature horse I would have enjoyed. Some of them, again,
Mention, for example, if you bring them on an airplane, what flying at altitudes? I mean, it brings new meaning to the words when pigs fly.
Seriously.
When horses fly.
It can't be good for them.
I chuckle, but it's just the facts. And the facts, it cannot be good. It can't. It can't be good for the animals. It just can't.
If your therapy animal could eat you, that would be my first sign.
Well,
of
that's what I, yeah. If those,
what you were saying.
I'm thinking, if this thing's going to cause me harm, what comfort does it bring? It's got to register in the back of your mind somewhere as you're sitting there in your living room thinking, okay, this alligator, or for that matter, I mean, here's an anaconda. It's slithering around my house, but it's my comfort.
No.
Well, you know, what if I'm falling asleep on the couch and all of a sudden he forgets what he's supposed to be there for?
Yeah.
And he wraps himself around me and decides to put me to sleep permanently.
Gives you a big old hug.
You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, I think if you're at the fragile point, and I realize mental health is a real issue
absolutely.
In the society in which we live, and I have the utmost respect for the people that are professionals in that field and that have a sincere desire to help people and to reach out to people. And it's no joke at all.
Not at all.
But I think if you're in a fragile state like that, you should be traveling with another human to take care of you.
I agree.
So yeah. that they can be interactive with you and help you.
Yep.
So that's kind of where I'm at, that, you know, if it's that point, then maybe you need a little bit more help, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And agreed. And of course, you know, we may be, you and I and those of us that have light faith, we may be a little biased toward this statement. But hey, we're instructed that when we need guidance and help and comfort, there is one we can go to, and his name is Christ.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong. I mean, I remember the days sleeping in a bed with a Bible under my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I say, well, what comfort did that bring? Well, I was told that, you know, in the beginning there was God,
yeah,
and that he created me, and who better to know about all my needs, including my mental health,
yeah,
than him?
Yeah.
And that, I think that gets left out of the equation. We know, yeah, it gets left out of the equation whenever we're trying to help people in regards to those areas of life.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate all the doctors and nurses and staff and therapists and counselors who are there that bring that into the overall, that bring Christ into the overall health and welfare of that person. It's important that we do that. And I appreciate those who take time to pray.
He's the ultimate physician.
Doctors who won't even do a procedure without praying with you.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
It
puts a certain peace on the whole situation when that happens.
Absolutely.
And so I don't know. I think the shock factor, though, I still have to go back to that. I still think that I think people and all the challenges they do and all the crazy stunts they do and all the dangerous things that nobody in their right mind of thinking would ever attempt to do. And young people are challenged to do it, and unfortunately we've seen several that have lost their lives, the choking game and several other things. It's a scary thing.
Sad part about it is that instantaneous challenges, you brought up the word challenges there,
mm-hmm,
these things that get propagated by social media, that's instantaneous, these new trends,
yep,
that people want to try to do, you know, okay, and then now you're watching it just spread like wildfire in a hurry, and to get that few moments, fleeting moments of popularity and,
yep,
fame. And that's exactly what it is. It has nothing to do with seeking comfort other than to find, oh, well, 50,000 people liked your TikTok post or,
yeah,
something like that in order to, you know, feel like, mm-hmm, that there's somebody out there liking you.
Yeah.
So I think you got bigger issues involved besides finding comfort in an animal.
Amen.
When you're trying to seek the attaboy or the pat on the back from so many followers or so many likes.
You don't even know.
That you don't even know.
Yeah.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, I could see the dogs, and I love, we were around when I worked at ACE, my upline, his son was blind, and he went and got his service dog while, mm-hmm, I worked for my boss, and so I kind of got to kind of follow along. And he went and lived at the facility where they train these dogs,
mm-hmm,
and taught him how to use this dog. And this young man, married with the family, he rode his bike with his kids with the help of this service dog. And again, the things that
That's
they can
great.
Do
yeah,
is
absolutely.
Is just amazing.
Yeah.
So again, I'm all for that program. I just, some of it gets a little out there, hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
There is a dog in Columbus, Ohio. Well, actually, he was a Chihuahua in Columbus, was the world's oldest dog. But there is a dog named Bobby from, mm-hmm, Portugal,
yeah,
that is officially the world's oldest living dog and the oldest dog ever.
Yeah.
According to Guinness World Records, which is kind of weird. Anyway, there's some of their records. But Bobby is 30 years, 267 days old as,
wow,
of yesterday.
Wow.
Okay, now see, they said
that's 30,
that
30 human years?
30 human years.
Oh, wow.
He's a purebred, I can't pronounce it, but it's a livestock guardian dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always heard one dog year, seven human years.
That's what I kind of got.
Okay, so I'm like, man, this dog's like 210. But you read on, and they say, well, that's actually not true. That is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard that.
Okay.
They say, according to the American Veterinarian Medical Association, the first year of a medium-sized dog's life is 15 human years. So first year is 15 human.
Oh, so it's prorated kind of
and
thing.
And then the second year is 9 years human.
Yeah.
And then every year after that is 5 years.
Ah.
So in doing that different formula, the dog here,
Bobby
is 164.
Well, that's not.
Either way.
Yeah.
God bless him. And he's still moving around.
Wow.
And they like, we fed him regular. It was not any kind of special diet. He just has some cats in the house that he likes to play with. Mm-hmm. He still roams around the farm because, again, he's a livestock guardian dog.
Yeah.
But 30 years, almost, well, pretty soon, 31.
Wow, that's great.
I don't know. I think maybe 16 is about the oldest dog I've ever
had, many,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
We have our little poodle, Gabby. She's a miniature poodle. She's about 14.
Mm.
But, some, you know, different breeds sometimes can have a little bit longer lifespan.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's caller said that people are confusing pets with service animals.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with that a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's... granted, you know, pets can bring comfort. There's no question.
Yeah.
And pets can, you know, can help, Yes, it has.
Yes, our program has gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
We just, you know, again, going too far.
Yeah.
Some things just, people take things a little too far, period.
End of story.
In a lot of things. End of story.
In life.
Yeah.
That could be. Make
a lot
shirt.
Of things in
make
life.
A shirt. We'll all buy one there.
Yeah.
Pisgah Penny. The little weather prognosticator, that big word there.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, Pisgah Penny is the white squirrel in Brevard that kind of does the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's not with her shadow. They just kind of have a sign on each end of her cage.
Yeah.
And when they let her out, they see which end she goes to.
Oh.
So from yesterday, Pisgah Penny said that we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter.
Wow.
And that the Philadelphia Eagles will win the Super Bowl. Because she does not
just
weather.
Oh, because she does that too.
She's multitasking squirrel. Yeah.
Wow.
She's a talented squirrel.
Well, on a sad note concerning that subject, they do the same Groundhog Day thing in Canada.
Okay.
And the one that predicts the... same thing Punxsutawney Phil does when they went to take him out of his little habitat.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't there. He had went on to, like, he had passed in hibernation.
Really?
Yeah. They went to open the, to get him out, and...
maybe someone should have checked on him the day before.
I'm just saying that was the story, that they were not able to do the typical revelation, if you will, of Groundhog Day in Canada because of the...
he died.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's...
well.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say...
They said the word was that he had passed while in hibernation.
Well, that was a nice way to say he died.
Yeah.
But oh, okay.
Don't know how much longer.
Somebody maybe missed their job responsibility of check on groundhog.
Don't know how much longer winter's going to last in Canada.
Yeah,
don't know.
Well,
but
just leave that.
Well, yeah.
Okay, somebody's heading to Tennessee. Tell us about how it is.
Okay.
Well, I wish it was better. Over in the Iron Dove community, there is a backup, but it's not near what we've seen in the past.
No.
So it's mainly affecting westbound travelers, which is kind of what we've seen all along. So I would only dare to guess that that's going to get a little more lengthy as the afternoon
wears on. Yeah.
So I would say if you're leaving right now, head on and go 40.
Yeah.
Because the wait's not going to be, it would be shorter to go that way than to take 26 to 81.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't see anything else on the highways. Anything slowing down?
No.
Everything else looks pretty good.
Okay,
so that's a good thing.
Good deal.
Out in Texas, I'll let you go.
Better not. Yeah. I better leave that alone.
Yeah.
We'll have PETA breathing down our neck in
you
a hurry.
You know it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not the bread.
Not the bread.
Not PETA bread. But anyhow, you can eat bread with that.
P-E-T-A.
Yeah.
There's actually bread in that.
Yes.
You put squirrels with bread.
Yes.
Okay.
So, enough. There we go.
Just passing along.
Yeah. Got a really cold snap of weather heading up north of us.
Yeah.
They're looking at minus 35 degrees in Rhode Island, minus 60 degrees in northern Maine.
Yeah. Is that air temperature or wind chills?
Let's see. Wind chills. So let me clarify that. Yeah. Okay. So they say that frostbite can set in within seconds of that.
Oh, yeah.
So pray for Brother Todd Bell and the folks there in Maine and in the north. God bless them.
Yeah.
And the folks in Texas, they still had about 150,000 people without power. When this article was published about 11 o'clock this morning,
mm-hmm.
4 days worth of stuff there.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is not recent. This is again, another recent ice event that has happened to the folks in Texas. You know, they had the issue with, like we talked about the other day, with the wind turbines freezing and all of that stuff and shut the power grids down, all of that stuff. And granted, it's not there. They did state, though, that this was not a resource issue per se. They got the power. It's just that they just can't get it to people because of down lines and over an inch in some areas, sometimes accumulation. Now, when you think about an inch of ice that's wrapped around a power line, I know pastors elaborated on this many times. You know, it increases the weight of that line like exponentially. And it just can't hold it. And so here they come, not to mention trees falling and taking down lines and so on and so on. So it's going to take them a few days to try to get that grid back up. Praying for the folks in Texas as well. And all of the Midwest and Deep South, because this cold is going to dip down pretty good. We actually here in the eastern part, not the southern Atlantic and down to the southeast, are going to miss that. Per se, it's all going to stay on pretty much the western side of the Appalachians. So we're going to get cool, but we're not going to get dramatically cold like those folks are. So.
Which is a blessing for us, but we're sure praying for those folks.
Sure.
And I will go ahead and say today again, we mentioned yesterday that if you've got a flight booked, I would just kind of check ahead and make sure, just because places like Dallas, DFW, also Atlanta was backed up, and then you've got LaGuardia and other places being impacted. And even if it's not bad at your particular airport, flights coming in and going out could be affected. So check ahead.
It'd absolutely.
Be to your advantage. Well, we'll jump into Swap Shop today, and we want to take a look at Carolina calendar before we wrap up today.
Yeah.
If you've got an item for us today, 828-884-9427.
And that male Australian Shepherd is gone, so they wanted us to take that off this morning. So that was in yesterday and gone today, so good news. Also for sale, here's a pair of blue tick beagles, male and female. They're AKC registered good rabbit dogs. Call for more information, 293-5002, 293-5002, or 507-2478, 507-2478.
137 DVDs. You can get all of them for $25. 877-4455. 877-4455.
Here's a pool table for sale with accessories. Very good condition. Asking $600. 862-4490. 862-4490.
Looking for a lift chair in good condition, something reasonably priced. 367-8270. 367-8270.
The Liberty Baptist Church in Candler, North Carolina is searching for a youth pastor. All interested candidates, please send your resumes to Pastor Derek McCarson at dmfortruth@gmail.com or call 828-273-7991. 828-273-7991.
Yorkie and Terrier mixed puppies. They're about probably 2 weeks old by now. They're looking for a good home for them that can take them in a couple of weeks. $200 negotiable adoption fee. They just want to make sure they go to a good home. 575-4118, 575-4118.
Kaysen Builder Supply is looking to hire several positions in the Brevard and East Flat Rock offices. Current available positions include inside sales rep, also a Class A or B CDL driver, and some yard staff. They are full-time positions Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and some Saturdays half-day, with vacation and insurance benefits included. Please visit their website at caseandbuildersupply.com to fill out an application or come by one of their offices, or you can call them at 692-5716, 692-5716.
And here is a job opening, actually a couple of them, three different positions available within the Brevard Post Office. They're looking for a mail processing clerk, a rural carrier, and an assistant carrier. And the hours and shifts begin at different times, and the number of hours per week vary. Stop by the post office, again, the Brevard Post Office, 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can go to their website at usps.com and click on careers, or you can try giving them a call. Just, they're very, very busy, so if you don't get an answer, maybe give them a little bit and try calling back. 883-9380, 883-9380.
Here's for sale some kitchen cabinets, the white shaker style. They have 10 wall, 8 base, 1 pantry, a size 18 by 84 inches. And you can call for the other sizes. They are the Lowe's brand for $2,500. 877-3099, 877-3099.
Here's some wooden pallets for sale. They're used. They are $4 for the bare wood regular duty, and then $6 for the blue heavy duty. 553-9709, 553-9709.
All right, very good.
All right, that'll do that. Let me jump here to my day book here and say happy birthday to missionary Jira Owen.
Happy birthday, Miss Jira.
There in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then her mother-in-law, Mrs. Paulette Owen, has a birthday today.
What about that? Happy birthday.
God bless you, Miss Paulette. And then Emily Brown is 20 today.
All right. Happy birthday, Emily.
God bless you. Hope and pray that all of you have a great day. And then Mr. Aaron Listenby has a birthday coming up on Sunday.
All right. Happy birthday. God bless you, brother. Yeah.
And if you know somebody else celebrating today or over the weekend, let us know. It'd be our joy to jump in there and celebrate with you.
Yeah, all right.
I want to take a look at some items in our Carolina calendar.
All right, let's run through these. Okay. We've got the folks at the Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville. Invite you to join them for their annual Smoky Mountain Jubilee coming up February 13th and 14th. Monday services are at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at supper served at 5. And then Tuesday services are at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. with breakfast, lunch, and supper served on site. Preaching Monday night is Pastor Tony Finney. Tuesday night is Pastor Alfred Willis, with morning and afternoon preachers call from the floor. There'll be special music by the AG family, and motel rooms are available Monday and Tuesday nights. For more information or motel reservations, call Pastor David Reed, 704-648-6345. The church is located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville.
The Hoopers Creek Baptist Church and Brother Philip Youngblood invite you to their annual men's prayer breakfast. That's tomorrow morning, starting at 8 a.m. Now, the morning will include preaching by Brother Stephen Aldridge, special music by Middle Cross, as well as great food and fellowship. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
And in March of this year, the Transylvania County's additional emergency allotment under the Food and Nutrition Services Program under COVID-19 will come to an end. For households who have been receiving increased FNS payments, are reminded that food benefits will decrease back to standard allotments starting in March.
There will be a public hearing held before the Transylvania County Board of Commissioners this coming Monday, 4 p.m. They're going to meet to discuss the proposed Transylvania County Community Transportation Program application. That application needs to be submitted to the North Carolina DOT no later than February 24th.
Revival services, as we mentioned, continued for their third week tonight at Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Pickens. Service time is at 7:30 with Brother Barry Rackley preaching. Pastor Rudy Smith and the Mount Sinai family welcome everyone.
Transylvania County is looking for qualified statements for architectural, engineering, or other firms to provide a deferred maintenance study as well as a capital reserve study. Detailed specifications can be picked up beginning February 15th at the Transylvania County Finance Department, 101 South Broad Street in Brevard. For more information, contact Jennifer Galloway at 884-3104.
And coming up tomorrow, the Sugarloaf Baptist Church is having their Winter Jubilee Saturday, February 4th, starting at 4 o'clock. We featured singers, the Edwards family, and preaching by Pastor Matt Metzger of the Berea Baptist Church. Pastor Jerry Dean and the congregation welcome everyone. A time of food and fellowship will follow, and food is being prepared and served by Feeding for His Glory. A love offering will be received, and the church is located in Edneyville off at 3146 Ridge Road, and that's a Hendersonville address. Contact Jerry Dean at 553-3760 for more information.
And tonight, it is Jubilee time at Victory Baptist Church in Hendersonville, first Friday night of every month. 7:15 prayer room, 7:30 start time, and preaching tonight will be Brother Stacy Adcock. A meal and fellowship will follow the service. Pastor Stanley Adcock and the congregation at Victory Baptist Church invite you to come out and be with them tonight.
The Mills River Town Council will hold a meeting on Thursday, February 9th at 6:30 p.m. in the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited to attend, and the meeting is accessible via electronic means.
Progress Baptist Church invites you to their February Marriage Matters service. That will be Monday, February 27th at 7 p.m. Andy Wells will be preaching, and there will be a time of food and fellowship to follow. Child care is provided. Progress Baptist Church is located off North Rugby Road in Hendersonville, and Pastor Doug Raines welcomes all.
And I think that got them.
That's going to be a wrap, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we got through that, and we've got a few minutes left, and we invite folks to already make your plans to be in your place if you're physically able.
Yeah.
Be in church on Sunday.
Boy, it's such an important thing. You know, we can't emphasize it enough. The world needs to see, as they, and of course, you know, they should be in church themselves, but a lot of them aren't.
Yeah.
And when they drive by a church, they ought to see a parking lot full of people.
Amen.
And especially if you live in a community that maybe, you know, you have folks drive by your house on a Sunday morning and they know that you're a Christian and you're sitting, your car's still sitting in a driveway, sends a mixed message. And so you need to get up, get a little early start, plan the night before. I've often said
That's
this,
right.
a decision to be in church Sunday is a decision that's made Saturday night.
That's right.
And so make that plan, get ready, get the kids' stuff ready, do all that stuff, get up early, and be on time.
Amen.
Be on time. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's important. We're on time for work.
That's
we're
right.
We're on time for a sporting event. We're on time for other activities in life, you know, that people schedule. Why not give the Lord our right time?
Amen.
Be on time.
Amen.
And show up. Be ready to worship.
Pray for your preacher.
And, you know, and I've said this many times, you know, get to praying before you show up.
Amen.
Prayer at home will definitely affect the presence of God's people.
Amen.
And once you get to the house of God. If
Amen.
You just start praying at home, and asking God for His presence when you show up, then when He shows up, things business is on at that
business
point.
Business will pick up.
Business, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And be praying, of course, for your pastor, and pray for these special meetings going on.
Yeah.
It's a big weekend, a lot of things going on, and we're trusting the Lord will bless in all those. And
absolutely.
We'll finish up today with a song from a group that we're looking forward to having with us back at Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
Middle Cross, and I'm going to get to.
All right.
Have a great weekend, folks.
We'll see you.
I've never passed through solid pearl gates into a city where it's always day, but I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. I've never eaten fruit from the tree of life or sat down in heaven by the river. But I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. 'Cause the blood of Jesus saved my soul, put a seal on me of the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt I am redeemed. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted His gift by grace through faith. My Lord is the I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. Never met Noah, Moses, or Paul, but God tells me that I will know them all. I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. I've never served the Father around His throne, but I will in heaven when I get home. I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. 'Cause the blood of Jesus saved my soul, put a seal on me of the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt I am redeemed. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted His gift by grace through faith. My Lord is a King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted His gift by grace through faith. My Lord is a King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna.